And this is the judgment. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness more than the light, because their deeds were evil. Darkness can be a welcomed thing. It's often expedient to hide our actions, our thoughts, to hide ourselves, even, under the cover of darkness. It's more comfortable to hide in the darkness than to be out in the open where everything is well lit. In our conversations, for instance, with our neighbor, we may be able to hide our true feelings. We allow the light to shine on that part of us which is presentable, so that our conversations are pleasant, so that we appear to be civil. But under the darkness lie our hidden thoughts, and those hidden thoughts race as we think to ourselves, how can I end this conversation so that I can get out of here? We may appear to be interested, we may appear to care, but inside our mind is filled with thoughts of self-interest. Similarly, in our conversations, we speak about our brother behind his back. And as we do so, we allow the light to fall on our good intentions and on our self-justification. We may admit to ourselves and to our audience that these aberrations that we see in our brother need to be exposed so that others can be warned against them. We may even say it's for his own good and for the good of others. But in the darkness hides our love of gossip. And we wait then in secret to see how our efforts may work to harm our brother and his reputation and his career. Everyone who practices evil hates the light and will not come into the light, for fear that his deeds will be exposed. The words in our reading today that describe us pile up like cordwood. They describe us human beings, who we are, how we act, how we think. There is here a progression of clauses that describe us and our actions. And we can see ourselves as the subject of the verbs of each of these clauses. We practice evil. We hate the light. We love the darkness. Our lives are characterized by the darkness in which we hide. These all are characteristics of sin. And that sin, stemming from the primary sin, the premier sin, unbelief. He who does not believe has been judged already. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. These are our verbs. These are the clauses that describe us in our situation. And to these, God answers with his verbs. In John chapter 3, the verbs with God as the subject are eloquent. Eidokin, he gave. God gave his only begotten Son to a world that was suffering because of its lack, suffering because of what it did not have. God gave. Apostelling, he sent. God sent his Son to do his purposes, to carry out his will. God sent his Son to seek and to save that which was lost. God sent. And all those go into composing that quintessential Johannine verb, with God as the subject, we as the object. Agapison, from agapao. God loved. God loved the world. God loved by giving. God loved by sending. God loved by saving. God loved by shining his light into the darkness. The Hubble telescope has had a somewhat troubling and controversial history to it. So it's good to see now that it's recently been working and has become rather productive. Recently, there's been some television reports of some of the results of its work. It sits up in orbit, stares out into the heavens, and captures light. It reinterprets that light and sends the images back to mankind. Recently, we've seen some pictures of this galactic cloud formation far, far away and long, long ago. For it seems that these clouds are so far away that it takes a great deal of time for the light to get from there to here. So the images that we're seeing are of what the clouds looked like and of what they were doing 5,000 years before Christ. It's anyone's guess what those clouds may look like now, because the picture we have is of the distant past. In our reading today, God's verbs, those verbs with God as the subject, are in the past tense. They describe events that he's done in the past. God loved, God sent, God gave his Son. Yet the light from these events still shines today. By his means, as through a telescope, the light of the gospel shines from heaven to earth. The light of the gospel shines on you and calls you out of darkness into his marvelous, precious light. By that light, then, you can see what happened in the distant past, so long ago. Those actions that God took for us men, and for our salvation. You can see how God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that he sent his Son, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Jesus promised us, "Blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe." The light of the law shines into our hearts, and it exposes us. The light shines on us, and it reveals our hidden faults, and it condemns us. But the light of the gospel was sent in the world not to condemn the world, but to provide escape from the darkness that would envelop us. The light of the world, the light of the gospel shines into the world to reveal to us God, to reveal to us God's verbs, God's giving, God's sending, God's saving, God's loving. Amen.